Good morning. Time now for we have a break from the news and from the music just in time to talk about the Paper Doll Parade that's coming to Northwest Georgia. And we are welcoming into our studios this morning Imaging Services Manager at Atrium Floyd Cherokee, Rhonda Young. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning.
Thank you so very much for getting up early and giving us a call in and talking with us about the Paper Doll Parade and the breast cancer awareness and the things that are going on at Atrium Health Floyd and Harbin Clinic.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. The Paper Doll Parade and the Breast Cancer Awareness 5K, sponsored by Atrium Health Floyd and Harbin Clinic, will take place on Saturday, September the 27th at Ridge Ferry Park in Rome. You can go and register online at Rome Parks and Recreation website. The event, the 5K, starts at 9 a.m. and the 2-mile Paper Doll Parade Health Walk begins at 9:15. All the proceeds and donations go for scholarships for women that do not have insurance. So the mobile mammography coach, we have two of those now at Atrium Health Floyd, one that's in Chattooga County and then one that is still at the Breast Center in Rome. They will take those coaches out and provide those scholarships to women at different counties and at different times.
All right. Tell us why it's called the Paper Doll Parade. Where did it get its name?
Well, we have the iconic dolls that symbolize breast health and breast education and the belief that knowledge is power. These dolls come out every October, and they also come out with different dolls every year. And then they also have the magnets that we give out in October.
All right. And, of course, with the proceeds, you've already touched on that. So many ladies don't get the treatment that they need for lack of finances or insurance coverage and things of that nature. And this proceeds from this event will help those ladies take care of their financial bills so they can get the health care they need. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the mammography coach coordinator, she goes around to these different counties, meals, just different places that and tries to find patients that don't have insurance so that they can get these scholarships and get their mammograms, screening mammograms.
And the screening mammograms are so important to women's health and long-term health and longevity.
Yes. And we don't take care of ourselves enough as we should.
Absolutely. But this will not only give you and we've had mammography for a long time, but you've got a new type mammography now, the latest state-of-the-art mammography units, both on those mobile units as well as at Cherokee Medical Center and at Floyd. But tell us a little bit about the early detection and how quickly the ladies can know about their mammography scan.
Yes, we have a new mammography suite at Cherokee, and it is the latest and greatest. We're proud of that. It opened in February, and we are an extension off the breast center. So every mammography suite, so Polk, Northwest Georgia Medical, Harvard Clinic, of course the breast center, we all fall under that. So we all provide the 24-hour service. So when you get your mammogram, you'll either get it the results that day, same day, if it's done early in the morning, or by the next day. So 24 hours.
And that is so important because if women are having issues or they found a lump or something wasn't right, they had concerns, they're in getting screenings, this will either help them get immediate medical attention or it will give them peace of mind. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we'll give them the 24-hour results, and if they are needing additional imaging and also diagnostic ultrasound goes along with mammography, we can get them in now at Cherokee, all we do is screenings. So we, like I said, are an extension of the breast center, so we can get patients from Cherokee into the breast center by the next day to get their additional views. So within a couple of 3 days, if you have to have a biopsy, you're going to know your final result so that we can get you on that pathway to treatment.
And that is wonderful, because early detection is the secret to treatment and successful treatment. Is that correct?
That is correct. The earlier we can get this, the better it is.
And the Paper Doll Parade is going to lead you right into the Breast Cancer Awareness 5K. And tell us about the costume contest. What kind of costumes are we looking at?
You can dress up any way you want to, bring all the pink that you have. We're going to recognize breast cancer awareness, so it's mostly pink, but people have on hats and glasses and all different things. The costume contest is at 8:45 that morning.
Okay.
And they'll also recognize the breast cancer survivors after the walk and the race. There's a good many breast cancer survivors that will be at this Paper Doll Parade.
Now, for registration, closes on September 21st, so they need to go ahead and get registered now.
Correct. The registration's open, and it closes on September the 21st, and it's $31 for the run and $26 for the walk. And then you can always come to the Paper Doll Parade on the 27th and do late registration in person, and it's $41, but it's $41 for both the walk and the run. And then we encourage people to get a group. So you can get group registration through September the 17th. So you can form a group with creative theme names and costumes.
All right. And we want to remind them that they're supporting mammography and the scholarships. And tell us more about the scholarships again, so that we can reiterate that if someone tuned in late.
Okay. The scholarships are to provide women that do not have any insurance with a screening mammogram. And these are performed on the mobile mammography coaches, and we have two of those now. And the more donations we can get, the more ladies we can serve that don't have insurance, because there's a lot of patients in these rural areas that don't have insurance, and they don't have means of transportation. So these donations provide those services.
Rhonda, you mentioned the breast center a couple of times in our interview this morning. Tell us more about the breast center and what it does and what the ladies depend on it for.
It opened in 2008, and when it opened, it set a new standard for quality screening and diagnostic care in Northwest Georgia. So they've been open for 17 years, and we provide 24-hour results, and a lot of times within 3 to 4 days, you can be, if you have a problem, you can be on your way to treatment, because Dr. Paul Brock is big into the breast center and working with these breast cancer patients.
Now, for the ladies that need an appointment or need to come to the Women's Center here in Sutter, Alabama, at Atrium Floyd Cherokee, do they have to have an appointment? Do they have to have a referral? How do they get in?
Yes, they do have to have an appointment. They can self-schedule on their patient portal at My Atrium Health. When they self-schedule, the breast center, that is the central scheduling for all the facilities. So they schedule for Cherokee as well. And they will look into that self-schedule and they will task their doctor for an order. So you do have to have an order for a mammogram. That way we have a doctor to send it to, because if you have issues with your breast, there has to be doctor's orders to get you to your next step. The phone number to call is 706-509-6840, and it's option 2 to schedule. And if you're calling from Cherokee County and you want to come to Cherokee, you tell them when they answer that that's where you want to be scheduled, and they will schedule you where you want to be.
Boy, that's a big help for the people here in Northeast Alabama because they don't have to make those trips to Rome. And then, as you, you know, sometimes people don't have the transportation capabilities, and that's a big help.
Correct. And the most exciting thing about Cherokee is coming October the 6th, just in time for breast cancer awareness, we will start providing diagnostic mammography and diagnostic ultrasound at Cherokee. So that's a big, exciting thing to come. It's not exciting that people have issues with their breasts, but it's exciting that they can stay home, stay in their hometown, and get these services. Now, if they have to go on for a biopsy, we'll still get that scheduled at the breast center, and that can still be scheduled as next day. So we're still within that 3 to 4 day of getting somebody a diagnosis.
All right, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month coming up. We want to remind you about the Paper Doll Parade and Breast Cancer Awareness 5K, sponsored by Atrium Health Floyd and Harbin Clinic, teaming together. And that's on Saturday, September 27th at Ridge Ferry Park in Rome, Georgia. And we've had with us on the line this morning, talking about this, is Rhonda Young, Imaging Services Manager at Atrium Health Cherokee Medical Center. Rhonda, anything else that we haven't touched on that you would like to share with our listeners?
I don't think so. I think that's all. Just everybody come out and make your donations and just have a good time. If you can't make a donation, then come out and see what it's all about and have a good time.
I'm sure it's good. There's going to be a huge turnout, huge support of this, because so many have been affected over the years.
Correct, yes.
Well, we look forward to it and hope that everyone else does as well. Rhonda Young of Atrium Health Floyd Cherokee, thank you so very much for your time, Rhonda. And we hope that you folks have a great day out there and continue that great work at Atrium Health Floyd Cherokee.
Thank you so much, Jerry, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you. And Rhonda Young, Imaging Coordinator or Imaging Services Manager at Atrium Health Floyd Cherokee.